It is clear that all is not well in the ruling party, with factions trying to outpace each other in putting their own people in a strong position to succeed the aging President Robert Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 35 years. Mnangagwa's supporters believe that he is still President Robert Mugabe's favorite, despite being sidelined by the G40, comprising young techs who are pushing Mrs. Grace Mugabe to the hot presidential post. One of Mnangagwa's strong allies is Mashonaland East Provincial Executive Member Energy Mudodi.
There is a speculation that this grouping calling itself G40 would like to stand in the way of Comrade Mnangagwa. But now you come to realize that these G40 individuals, they are not presenter material in any way.
The controversial Mutodi says the group is literally dancing out of tune in the party.
Jonathan Moyo, the professor, our learned professor, he cannot lead any faction himself. He can only be a member of a faction. You go to Sylvia Kasukwere, he's just a PC of the party who has been appointed by the president to preside over structures of the party. So looking at themselves, they have got no basis to want to succeed the president. They are nobody. They have got no liberation war history, you see. They are just overzealous. They want to be everywhere all the time.
His favorite is Mnangagwa, who has held several cabinet posts since independence from British rule in 1980.
If you look at Comrade Mnangagwa, he has been with the president for the past 52 years. He has seen everything, all the challenges in the party, in its formative stages, in the war, in the post-independence era. He has seen everything, and he has got all the experience. He has been by the side of the president all those years. He has been loyal to the president.
Despite his support for the vice president, he believes that the party's constitution needs to be followed when President Robert Mugabe leaves office. Observers say there is a likelihood that securocrats may end up intervening to stop the squabbles, a situation which may be similar to what ZANU's armed wing, the Zimbabwe National Liberation Army or ZANLA, did when it crafted the famous Mukakao Declaration. When Chitepo was assassinated in Zambia, some top ZANU leaders and ZANLA commanders were locked up, resulting in serious conflicts which escalated until the freedom fighters came out with the Mukakao Declaration in Tanzania, in which they sidelined Ndabaningi Sithole, then ZANU leader, who had formed his own military high command known as the Zimbabwe Liberation Council. The 1975 Mukakao Declaration unequivocally rejected Sithole as the leader of ZANU and ZANLA. According to political analyst Professor Sabalo Kacheni Ndlovu of the University of South Africa, the same may happen if factionalism continues, as members of the armed forces, also said to be aligned to factions, decide to intervene.
From a liberation war tradition, what happened is that it's not civilians only who are going to jostle for this position. They will actually divide the military as well. And when that happens, then it means we are actually going to face a situation of an intra-state institutional violence in which even the army might actually be broken into fragments according to generations and also according to loyalties to the faction.
Such a situation, says Professor Ndlovu, will plunge Zimbabwe into a crisis.
Obviously, we are heading for a disaster because, see, with the people who have the monopoly of violence actually participating in this, it will take us back to perhaps the Mukakao period, in which when Chitepo died, when Ndabaningi Sithole was removed from office, again we had a similar crisis. And who decided to actually put the current president? It were actually the military people through the Mukakao Declaration. So we might actually be looking to another Mukakao Declaration whereby the military will actually intervene and they say we are bringing order by putting this one in power. And when I'm saying this one, I'm not sure at the moment they can decide to put the wife of the president, Dr. Grace Mugabe, they can decide to beg Mnangagwa, they can decide to beg the candidate of the G40, whom I'm not very sure who is that.
Some members of the G40, who allegedly include Kasukwere, Professor Jonathan Moyo, business tycoon Philip Chiangwa, Patrick Juao, and several others, were not reachable for comment as they were said to be attending various meetings.